This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Today on the Breakfast Grill, we are talking to Tan Sri Lim Hock Sun, the executive chairman of the affordable home developer LB Hasbina. Tan Sri, welcome back to the grill. Now, you just reported quarterly earnings, a very good performance for you. You were quoted in the newspapers as saying that you were elated with the performance. I think we can start perhaps with your perhaps an assessment from you on the health of the property sector, because although you might be doing quite well in your segment, in the mid-price segment, what about the overall health of the property sector?
Overall property sector has been affected, I think, sure. For us, doing a bit, not say well, a bit better because of the products, we call it products or houses we sell is very affordable range. And then we sell in a good location. No, we cannot, not like last time, no, people are simply built on a different location. So we build what people need. That's why I say overall, I think the property will be affected. Except the, why we can say the industrial part is quite okay. Industrial part, the industrial properties are doing okay. And then the affordable range, but high end, I think will be definitely affected.
If we can talk about specifics here, let's talk about momentum, sales momentum and conversion rates as well, right? Perhaps from LB Hasbina's perspective and also from maybe your anecdotal feedback from your other peers in the property sector.
I just want to say about LBS since, so talk about last year, when the government announced the lockdown on the March 18th, we call it MCO. I think we have, every one of us, I mean, most of us have lost the direction. Then after that, we come up with the CMCO, RMCO last year. And when we, at the time, we set a target of 1.6 billion at the time, because the pandemic still not arrived yet, not so arrived so fast. And the because of this lockdown, we review and revise our sales target to 1 billion in April. By end of the year, last year, we have 1.2 billion managed to achieve. You see, when we come to the this year, I think first 5 months, momentum is quite good because the even though the MCO started in March after the number of COVID-19 spikes, but we have doing quite well in the first 5 months. But the first week of June, the government announced the full MCO. And then government announced after that later come up EMCO, it will definitely affect the sales. But nevertheless, I think the company come up with the strategy of digitalization, the marketing. Then we managed to, yesterday, we have managed to achieve 738 million sales with SMB side. And we've had a booking of 588 million ringgit, which I think is, only converted after the agreement signed or after the agreement signed. Now we try to use the e-signing method. So I'm sure that many companies are doing the same at the moment.
So when you talk to customers, right, Tan Sri, what is their sentiment? Are they back in, you know, because it's been, at least 7 years since the last property boom in 2014. It's been a long time since already. How is the sentiment on the ground in terms of property purchases?
I think the sentiment may not be as good as last year, early last year, but people still need houses, I think, for sure. But I think what I can see for the last 2 months, I talk about last 2 months, June and July, sales has been a bit slowed down. I think the momentum will start to pick up this and that because I think the people really start to get confident because the number of cases you see yesterday have been start to drop. Vaccination had already gone for the adult more than around go to 30%, and I mean 18 years above, according to the report from the government, that I think the people will come back. And then I also tell the people that the prices of how will go up because the material price had rise. So as such, I think the people already start to think to buy. Only for those who need house, not for speculation. So I think I believe by end of the year, I think the confidence level will come back. People will come and buy the house.
So for the benefit of your shareholders, Tan Sri, I understand 11 of your projects are slated for launch this year. And actually, the concentration is predominantly in the Klang Valley. You've also deferred your Pahang project and your Johor and Perak projects were scaled down. So I mean, are you being strategic about your launch rollout timeline and in terms of maybe where the recovery is?
Klang Valley have been a very big earning for the group, and you can see the few major we have in like, you know, the Cryptus Cyber South in the Cyber Jaya there, and we have landed properties. That is what people will buy. Then we have the project in Arun Pratana in Ichuk. People also landed properties, people will buy. And then we have industrial park in the industrial park, I think they for the industry in the U10 Shah Alam. Then also we have Bukit Jalil. Bukit Jalil now doing quite well. And of course the Klang, after that, then we have the project in Batu Pahat. But surprisingly, Batu Pahat also captured a very good sale. As for last year, Batu Pahat had cornered we have obtained 100 million sales in Batu Pahat. And Cameron a bit slowed down, and Para also doing quite slow. But we are still cautiously thinking what to sell for this year, next year coming in.
Well, the thing is, at your work sites, I think you are right now running at 60% capacity because you're complying with the government's rulings on that front. When do you expect the work sites to be up to 100%? And in fact, also in terms of pandemic preparation, what about the vaccination rates among your staff?
I think as far as company is concerned, we are very concerned about the company staff. I already asked the HR to look into it and you make sure the staff are 100% vaccination. Except 1 or 2% had not done because of due to health reason. And as workers, we also encourage them to go for vaccination so that all the site workers have done their vaccination. Except a few, 100 or 200 people, now we are still monitored to get the appointment for them to do. You know, you see, when you get the 60% workforce, but very fortunately, we don't need workers, so much worker at doing the, because we are using the IBS, the precast system. But as for 60% the workforce, it definitely will slow down the progress. The worst for the last 2 months, the supply chain material had affected the most of the construction industry in Malaysia, because the MITI had not approved a certain factory are not allowed to open due to the requirement by the MITI.
So in terms of your ongoing projects, will they be delivered on time, generally speaking? And I think also secondarily, as a leader of the company, Tan Sri, will you compel your staff to all of them take vaccines? And if they don't want to take vaccines, would you ask them to pay compensation to the company if they don't take the vaccines?
I think several months ago, I told my HR, encourage them to do the vaccine, to go for vaccination. After that, I say, you all advise them to go for vaccine. Now, even during the monthly Zoom meeting, I tell them, you better go for a Zoom meeting. Otherwise, you cannot come back to office. Otherwise, you take leave. Because I always say, because of one person who didn't go for vaccination, then the whole company will affect. You see, not fair for other people. So also not fair to your, I'll try to advise them, because if you don't do any vaccination, then you affect us, affect the whole, your family or this. I think very fortunately, the company, all the staff agreed to go for vaccination, except a small percentage due to their pregnancy, due to their health reason, they cannot go for vaccination. So I think we encourage them to do, advise them to do, ask them to do it eventually, this is thing. I think many companies will do the same. It's for the sake of the whole thing. Because of you, the whole thing cannot go. Now, even we go to buy a test kit, you go buy a test kit, make sure that every 2 weeks, everyone may have to go and test to this center. Even I advise the staff, if you don't be too selfish, when you feel that you are very uncomfortable, go for a test. If you find that you are positive, please inform us so that for those who are close contact, so we take precaution to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. I think people, this is what the HR had given them a directive for this, right?
And Tan Sri, earlier you said that you've got bookings of over 500 million ringgit, right? So for some of these are unfinished projects. Do you think the delivery timetable will be disrupted by the fact that you only got 60% of your staff working?
I think this 588 million booking is got it during this MCO, FMCO, because we cannot go to see them. You know? So through our digital marketing, through our virtual showroom, through the through all sort of marketing thing, they are, and then all our incentive to do what to do Roma deal, then we pay 200 ringgit, can own a house, and also have our own company incentive or campaign on the February Award 2020. I think the lucky draw will be come out on this Saturday. Although who won the first prize may won the Proton or this thing, car or this thing. So this is thing that we have. So this 588 million we have up to yesterday booking, we will get them to sign sign to as soon as possible. E-signing, you now using e-signing also can, and all these things. But of course, during this time, most of the project, we are supposed to hand over to certain houses that has been delayed. So we very fortunately, we still can hand over the house in this year. I think more than 20 houses this year, but still we in our SMP time, the spare SMP time. So I'm sure there's not a problem for us.
I'm talking this morning to Tan Sri Lim Hock San, the executive chairman of the affordable home developer LBS Bina. We'll come back after this, Tan Sri, and talk about your project in China in the Zhuhai International Circuit Area and, of course, your Melaka Gateway project. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
This morning, we are talking to Tan Sri Lim Hock San, the executive chairman of the affordable home developer LBS Bina. Now, in terms of Zhuhai, which is your China project, Tan Sri, the MOU between you and Zhuhai Juchao, for them to buy your 60% stake in the F1 circuit there, expired in March this year. What's happening on that front?
I think we still see where the problem is that we when we sign the MOU, then the very the difficulty for is the problem is that we cannot go to China to talk, to negotiate. And because since early January last year until today, we are not able to go back to China, go to China to talk to them, as such a thing cannot go through. But we're still open. And before that, also we are also open for our transformation program, which I approved earlier, we still continue to pursue to get the conversion, everything done. So I think we cannot go back, and this is what we can say. Because sometimes when we negotiate something, we can't talk in the phone, we can't talk in the Zoom, because this is involve big money, you know, that's what I can say. So we have decided we also explore going to go ahead with the development, that's what we can say.
Yeah, exactly. And the market is waiting for you to talk about but maybe the disposal proceeds. What kind of big money are we talking about in terms of quantum, Tan Sri?
This one I don't know yet. This one we can't say because it's like a very big money, but the number of the quantum we cannot say because this is depending on both sides agreement on that. Nobody can see it.
What is the land size there? What is the size of the project property value?
1 million square meter equivalent to 245 acres, if I'm not mistaken. 1 million square meter, they call it.
Okay, so that's about 245 acres, is it?
145, no, 106, I forgot this. Cannot remember. Okay.
So it's potentially a few hundred million ringgit, potentially.
I don't know. That's why we cannot say, but when the number is fixed and we sign an agreement, definitely we will make the announcement. But besides this, also we also explore the possibility of continue to look for the investor in China to join in to develop the area together with Zhuhai, the partners there.
Yeah, so what's happening on that front? Because these are concurrent discussions you're having with your various parties there, right? Right now, what is your point of view? What is your thinking? Are you going to sell or are you going to go and monetize? What are you going to do?
I think it depends. We also look at the whichever proposal is good for the company, then we are adopting the wife can say. But still early to say because these are things. Once the proposal came in, then we will discuss with the management, then we will put in the LBS board for the approval. This I can say. At the moment, you can't say anything. But these are things. If I say something, we may mislead to the market, then I can say this and that.
Okay, but of course, China is also going through some issues right now, the regulatory clampdown, digital side. Of course, the biggest developer there is Evergrande. They've been having some debt problems and, it's been sending shockwaves through the property sector there. Rana, what is your sense of the health of the China property market?
I think But I believe the China GDP grow, I think in the whole world up during this pandemic, China recover very fast from the pandemic. And then their economic growth also coming, GDP also improve. So, but it will not be like last time, so vibrant, but the property market still there. But as for Zhuhai project we have, besides the property, we may have the commercial development, tourism, everything. That is why we get maybe a different from this property development.
Is the F1's race still being conducted there?
We still have, not F1 race. We call it the international race. F1 race we only have in Shanghai, so we have an international race, model race still in, but. I think it's still due to the MCO, only due to this COVID-19, the business has been slightly affected, I can say. Because this crowd also, the government tried to prevent the crowd.
Tan Sri Lim Hock San, the executive chairman of the affordable home developer LBS Bina, is on the grill this morning. Now, moving on to your Malacca Strait project, you've signed a reclamation and development of reclaimed land agreement with the Malacca State Government. Right now, in fact, that was inked in April of 2021. So right now, you're going through an EIA and feasibility study assessment. What is the status of those two studies?
I think we still continue to look into to study on this thing. But currently, we also look into the potential investor. We are in talk with several investors who are keen to develop this so-called integrated port. Like maybe in the port, currently we are thinking of LNG, thinking of the port, thinking of the industrial park on commercial. It's too early to say because during this MCO, a lot of things we can do. We cannot travel, but we cannot travel to talk to this the investor. The only thing we talk through the Zoom meeting, through this thing. So I think we're still in the talk with them. So we want to do it the one of the good port and doing the integrated industrial park and the LNG and commercial so that to bring in more investor from overseas. So currently, we are in talk with the Chinese investor from China. That we hope that by doing that, they come up with the expertise, set out to try to attract the Chinese people to set up a factory in the Malacca, then just to create the employment in Malacca. That's why we are doing that.
Well, exactly, Malacca and the Guangdong province, exactly where Zhuhai is located. Both of you have a friendly state and province relationship, so that's going on. But some people say that property is quite a good reflection of the state or health of the country. Now, Malaysia is going through its political issues now. What are your investors and what are your potential partners saying about Malaysia and their comfort levels with Malaysia right now?
I think what I can see that China already expand. Internally, they need to go overseas. The only thing they are very concerned about the political situation in Malaysia. And they also worry about once the political situation, I tell them Malaysia is stable. And they also they tell them Malaysia and the China relationship is good. And not to worry, I think we have to feed them the positive information to them. So I think the information to them are quite positive. I think you can see, even with this type of situation, I think many Chinese investors still come to Malaysia, ensure that they are still confident in the Malaysian investment. So I don't think there's a problem for the Chinese investors to come to Malaysia. And because Malaysia are so pro-China, pro-US, it's an international company in the country.
Well, we don't know for sure because in the last two governments, this one included, that policy clarity has been lacking. So if you were to say, home in and say one or two things that you want to see from a policy perspective from this or the next government, what would it be?
The government, the present government and the government, they should follow to continue the policy. I think this is what I can say. Of course, when the Chinese investor want to come in, they have to look for the reputable company. Well, before they come in, they also want to study and they make sure the approval has been obtained, they make sure the policy is fair to them, I'm sure they will do the government will continue with this present government will continue with the policy what we have before.
Okay. Well, Tan Sri, I think, you know, when I look at your market value of LBS Bina, it's been basically unchanged in the last 8 years. I think you listed in 2013, your market value was 737 million ringgit at the time. Today, your market value is about the same, 734 million ringgit. I think the key thing is the next growth phase for LBS Bina. What is it going to be from the perspective of the shareholder value?
As far as the LBS is concerned, that of course today we have 738 million S&P sales plus 588 million booking. We are confident that we can achieve 1.2 billion this year or maybe more, depending on how the current situation, whether this COVID-19 will prolong or not, that's the thing. But I'm sure that this COVID-19 will end very soon. Not end. I mean, now we already live with COVID-19, that's for sure. So with this type of unbilled sales, we have 2.23 billion at end of August, 31st August. And with the strong sales, I think we are cautiously optimistic the property sector also will recover. Then the share, I think, at least can maintain at current value and maybe depending on the stakeholder with the share, the investor, if interest with the share, I think the share may have to rise depending on, but of course, they are looking into the company earning as well as dividend policy. If you still maintain the earning well, if you still maintain earning well and the continue with our dividend policy of 30% after the profit, I think the investor may come later to join to invest in LBS share. I think the share will be, hopefully the share may do well by end of the year or next year.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, Tan Sri. Property development is still over, well, I think about 95% of your revenue. Some developers like Ma Sing, they've gone into rubber glove manufacturing. As I see that Tan Sri Dr. Lim Wee Chai of Top Glove is a 6.8% shareholder of LBS Bina. What about new growth businesses? Are you going to consider other non-property businesses?
Yeah, I think that, of course, we will still adopt focus on the property development is our main and bread and butter. We are still looking into other type of investment. Like say Port Klang, no, sorry, the Malacca Port is one of the company will go in to sign with the Malacca government to do the integrated port. This is first thing. And we are also looking for other industry.
So you mean you're going to be looking at analyzing maybe port management would be a new business for you?
I think this is one of the things we look for, but we still study how this port development can enhance the substantial the earning to the group. That's what we can do, but still early, but we are still studying whether this is feasible, this and that. And secondly, we're also looking into the tourism. Tourism now, not now, maybe in next year. Like if we had many land bank in Cameron Highlands, that we are going to do a tourism. All these things is the constant. And we also have land in the Kodong Jaya there. So we may think of doing the tourism industry in the near future.
Okay, well, fascinating. Port management and maybe tourism for new businesses for LBS Bina. Thank you for talking to us. That was Tan Sri Lim Hock Sun, the executive chairman of the affordable home developer, LBS Bina, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.